council agreed last year to look at options to either upgrade the existing bridge or to put in a new bridge beside the Logues Bridge, a new two-lane one. And we have now been informed that because the Belfast-Stranraer bypass, one of the options is to go round that side of Capperley Drumbow, and because it's so near existing Logues Bridge, they're advising now that any further work on Logues Bridge and designing a new bridge will have to be delayed until the route of the Belfast and Stranraer bypass is known.
And there is a lot of roadworks going on in and around the Twin Towns at the minute.
Within the main roads themselves, there's quite a bit of work ongoing at the moment, and there's quite a bit to be done and planned on the approach roads to Belfast and Stranraer. But because of the bypass as well, and the delay in building the bypass this last 10 years, and because we're back now at route option, it's holding up an awful lot of other work. And the amount of traffic, both the local traffic that would be going out, say for example the Glenfinn Road, the Donegal Road, or going round by the back road down to the Cross and the Creamery. So what's happening now, you have all the national primary traffic and all the local traffic and heavy lorries all mixed together in the middle of Belfast and Stranraer, and it's just traffic chaos. The surface and the conditions of the local roads and the national primary roads are just deplorable, and it's just, I tell you, the whole thing is just, it's bringing the traffic to a standstill. It's causing damage to traffic, and a lot of local people are very frustrated because they can't just either on the daily business go to schools, get out to work, etc., because as I say, some of these other local jobs, like, for example, Logues Bridge, are being delayed now because of indecision and because we don't know which route the bypass is going to go on.